everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Today's topic, death begins in the colon. Many, many years ago, over 57 different physicians from around the world gathered at the Royal Society of Medicine, and there they discussed the different effects that toxicity has on intestinal health, organs, digestion, the nervous system, the eyes, the immune system, hormones, and much, much more. So this topic is something that affects everybody, so please take the time to pay attention and listen to Death Begins in the Colon on Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome.
Howdy.
Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. Craig Morrison, Dan Young. We are going to discuss today one of the, if not the most, I think, important area of function in the human body that is so widely overlooked.
Mostly because people are embarrassed to talk about
it. Yeah. Hey, Ambria, thanks for joining us. It's colon health, right? It's the lower bowel health that we all need to pay very close attention to, always, for long-term restoration, for cleansing, for detoxifying. And there's a variety of activity that takes place in the large intestine. It's about a 5 or 6 foot organ. It's about 2 inches in diameter. It's in the lower bowel area, okay? And most people think that it's just a waste tube.
Nope.
that's its only function, right? Is that it's for getting rid of waste. And you're going to find out today, there's a lot more to it. So.
Yes. Number one, there's 4 quadrants to it.
Yeah.
There's the ascending, transverse, descending, and then the sigmoid.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things that it does,
yep,
is it extracts the last 10% of usable nutrition for the human body.
Yep. You got to speak up because sometimes I don't hear this very well. So.
And one of the other things that it does that is really, really important, and everybody should know this, is that the colon creates 60% or more of the antibodies that help us to fend off any type of disease.
Yeah. Well, immune system. 60% of the antibodies for the immune system to perform properly are found in the gut, plus vitamin K. A lot of you who watch these have heard, oh, the docs say, well, you need vitamin K, you need to supplement it. Actually, if the bowel was properly taken care of, and we were properly educated in this country about what real health is, we would not see these different deficiencies as common. You know, there's...
Absolutely, because it also helps to balance the pH between the acid and alkaline of the body. And it's really, really important that you keep that balance in your body right.
Yeah.
Because bad stuff happens when it's out of balance.
One of the things I found fascinating in learning about this a long time ago was that the last 10% of the nutrition that we assimilate, that we actually draw into the bloodstream for the liver to process, is extracted from the bowel. And the excess moisture, okay? What is one of the number one things we hear about people in this country that they struggle with?
Constipation.
And that leads to dehydration. Now, we're also thought, hey, how you doing? We're also thinking that, well, constipation came after the dehydration, but there's such a, it's kind of a loop, right? They're all related because the one of the number one things that people will go to when they go to the doctor or go to the hospital, like an emergency room situation, one of the first things they do with people is put them on a saline drip. They put them on a solution to rehydrate the system.
Yep.
Because of this chronic, constant dehydrated state that most people spend their time in, and they don't even know it. And the bowel contributes to that if they're not taking proper care of the bowel.
And a couple of things that you need to know is that you should, in the wintertime, be drinking at least half of your body weight in water. Water. Not the other stuff.
In ounces, not half a body weight.
You wouldn't drink
80 pounds of water, okay?
And in the summertime, you should drink your body weight in ounces.
In ounces.
To keep you hydrate.
Yeah, don't be confused on that. I weigh 220 pounds, okay? Mm-hmm. So I drink about a gallon and a quarter every day,
yeah,
somewhere in there. That's in the summertime. In the wintertime, it's about 100 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay, 100, 110 ounces. So it's not even quite a gallon. But that's just to stay at par, mm-hmm, okay? Here's another thing I find very fascinating for those of you who know people who suffer with chronic recurrent headaches.
Mm. Absolutely.
That's bowel congestion.
The bowel-brain connection is huge.
More often than not, they're dealing with some kind of constipation, some area, either the ascending, transverse, descending, sigmoid, some area of that 5 to 6 foot of piping is stressed, it's over-toxic, it's dehydrated, or there's congestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's congestion in that, and it's putting pressure on nerve pathways. We have an amazing chart that we share. And in fact, for this one, I've got a Death Begins in the Colon chart that we're going to share in the description. For some reason, when we do the lives, it won't let me, mm-hmm, share a link about the cleansing and nourishing protocols that we offer and the other Facebook pages of support specific to this. So I have to wait, post this, we'll put it in the comments, but watch for it. It's actually orchestrated, ran by Becca Harrison, who, mm-hmm, does the cleansing and nourishing protocols, some online support. It's a great group. There's a lot of members, a lot of people with experience on using the Country Doctor Herbal's cleansing and nourishing protocols. And you'll want to plug into that as a resource. And it's pretty amazing, pretty fascinating what you can accomplish when you just cleanse and nourish the body. Nourishing with superfood, cleansing, beginning with the bowel cleanse. And most people don't realize you're supposed to have 2 to 3 bowel movements every day.
Every day.
We see people come here all the time. And one of the very first questions we ask them as the evaluation process is, how many bowel movements are you having every day? And they'll say, oh, well, if I'm lucky, one, but maybe one every 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm normal. And they think that's normal, right? They've looked it up on Google or their uneducated medical doctor has shared with them that, you know, hey, one a day or one every 2 or 3 days, hey, you're fine. You know, don't worry about it. And the reality of it is that normal and common are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
What's common in this country is people having a bowel movement once every 2 or 3 days. That's very common.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very risky to your health.
Well, here's something that you should know. If this body was a train track, and when I put food in it, that'd be like a train entering a tunnel, okay? If you have 3 meals a day and you're only having 1 bowel movement a day, that means you've put 3 trains in a tunnel and only 1 came out, i.e. train wreck.
You're on your way to be having a train wreck, yeah. So
you want to kind of look at it this way. It should not take you more than 16 to 18 hours for a meal to pass through the body. That means if you have dinner, mm-hmm, a nice meal for dinner, sometime around breakfast, 9, 10 o'clock, you should have a bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have breakfast. Well, by sometime that evening, you should be getting rid of the waste from the breakfast. And that's the way it should go. Every time you're eating a meal.
Yeah. Paul Braggs, who most people who are going to watch this or listen to this on the Total Wellness Radio podcast have never heard the name. They've heard Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And the name that they're more familiar with is a guy by the name of Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne was Paul Bragg's number one student. Paul Bragg said that you should have 5 bowel movements per day. 1 in the morning, 1 for every meal, and 1 before retiring. That was his standard of what is healthy and normal. What's common is way less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have allergies, we have headaches, we have ear issues, eye issues, teeth issues, metabolic dysfunction, immune system problems, hormonal imbalances, and the list goes on and on and on.
Absolutely.
In our book that we republished on 2017, you guys should talk about the paleo diet on your next episode. I just started and would love to know more about it. Thank you for asking that question. Here's the thing about diets, and I'm glad you brought this up. We stick to Dr. John Christopher's, not John Christopher, but Bernard Jensen's 80-20 rule, okay? 80% of the diet, raw, uncooked fruits and vegetables, preferably organic if possible, and then one starch and one meat protein per day. Seeds and nuts as filler, eggs as filler, good quality dairy, white cheeses, things of that nature as filler. 90% of the people, if I can get them to adjust their diet over the next 3 to 6 months, maybe 9 months, and follow that faithfully, are getting properly fed, properly fueled and nourished, and will overcome the majority of things that they're dealing with as long as we do the right supplements to go along with it. Here's the thing, and I'm glad you brought this up. Sometimes paleo appeals to people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes keto appeals to people. Sometimes keto is one of those things that will... be the missing link, right? Mm-hmm. The thing they needed, South Beach diet, phase one, right? So I don't really get into specific programs beyond 80-20 as a rule, and here's why. Dr. Bernard Jensen saw over 400,000 clients worldwide in his 50-plus year career, and that's what he taught every one of them, regardless of the thing they had. So that is the best model to start with, I have found. That being said, don't get me wrong. I've got people that do like paleo. I've got some folks that are starting it just this last week I found out about. And they're kind of enjoying it and they're working with it. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you'll do to eliminate the processed, refined carbohydrates, the sugars, the foods that feed
grains,
the problem.
The wheat, the oats, the corn.
Yeah. So go for it and let us know how you do with it. I'm not going to probably, if I was going to do an episode on a specific plan, I would do 80-20, the 6-2-1-1, six veggies, two fruits, a starch, a meat protein every day, and the top six foods to avoid and why. And that's already on this channel in the video section. It's about 5-6 months ago. It's about an hour and 5 or 6 minutes long. And it's a wonderful reminder of the nutritional basics of proper food combinings, things of that nature. So, yeah, I already answered it. 80-20.
And one of the reasons, what is 80-20?
Six veggies, two fruits, a starch, and a protein. 80-20.
Well, yeah, and it helps with balancing the alkaline acid in the gut.
Yeah.
You know, that's what 80-20 is all about. 80% of your diet should be alkaline-producing foods.
This is a great 20%. Question from Wendy. I like it. Mm-hmm. What does ACV, which stands for apple cider vinegar, do for losing weight? And here's what ACV does for digestion. I can't speak to what it does for weight loss, but I can speak to what it does for digestion. Most people in this country are running around with too alkaline of a gut.
Mm-hmm.
The digester, and this will affect the bowel, so this plays into our conversation for today. So it's another great question. And so when you use ACV and you acidify the gastric fluid, you break down fats and proteins way better, okay?
Properly.
Yeah, you break them down properly, your body can assimilate them, and people that do not break down fats and proteins properly, or they are missing a gallbladder, okay, like Craig, before he knew better, right? I told somebody today that you and I are underachievers in the minds of modern medicine, because I'm 55, he's 65, neither one of us are on over-the-counter prescription medications. I still have all my parts. He only misses the gallbladder, so we're underachievers. We're not trying to achieve any kind of pharmaceutical model as we age, but that's a side note. Apple cider vinegar is wonderful for people who are having heartburn issues, who don't digest meat properly, who might be having some constipation issues. Mm-hmm. It can be a tablespoon and a glass of room temperature water, stir it in real good, sip small amounts throughout the meals, and it can do amazing things for resetting the acid side, the necessary acid of the gut for good bowel movements and good digestion. This right here, what I was going to refer to, is page 60. If you go into this book on page 60, right there, it talks about colon function, a key to optimum health. So just so you know, in case you haven't seen that or know, or if you have one of those books and haven't read it in a while, refer back to chapter 8, page 60, because that's what we're really kind of touching on today. So
there was something kind of funny ahead, Mr. that Craig. Dr. Christopher said. He says, "Show me a person that is constipated, and I'll show you a cranky, hard to get along with person." Believe it or not, that's true. If your guts are screwed up, you're not feeling good.
Yeah.
And it's going to make you short-tempered.
Skin issues.
Oh.
Joint aches, really bad in the joints. Because what happens is when the bowel's backed up, the liver's backed up. And the pancreas. And mm-hmm. the lungs. And we need to detoxify the blood, okay? It affects everything. So please, you're welcome, Wendy. It affects everything. So please, please, please pay attention. Okay, another question on the ACV. Is the pill form? No, I wouldn't use the pill form, only the liquid form. It's kind of like taking and here's why. It's kind of like taking a prize-winning, award-winning recipe and that calls for 12 eggs, and you say, well, I don't want to use 12 eggs. I think I'll use 6 duck eggs instead. Anytime you start messing with what the norm is and it works and has proven itself historically to be credible, and you start playing with it because you're trying to make it more convenient. Here's the problem with modern living. It's extremely convenient, and it's the most unhealthy we've ever experienced, bar none in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And when you add to that the denatured of foods, people don't, you know, running around wearing masks and they're eating garbage, but yet they think that's going to help them with their health. It's absolutely mind-bending how misguided we really are in terms of what it takes to achieve or maintain any level of real meaningful health. Well, and if it has to start with the diet, it has to start with nourishing and cleansing. That's where it must start. So anytime you try to play with or just take away from for the sake of convenience, we did this with our bowel cleanse. Craig even mentioned this to me today. He says, I'm not putting that person on the tablet version or the capsule version of the bowel cleanse. It's the powder version. It works better. It's faster. It's more affordable. The only reason powder in capsules came around for the bowel cleanse was because of client comments. Oh, if that would sure be easier if it was in a capsule. Okay, we tried it. Well, it takes longer. It costs more money. And it's not as effective. It works. It's good. It's better than most in the capsule form, but good is enemy of best.
Yep.
So it is best, Ambria, to use apple cider vinegar, liquid state, room temperature water in a glass and sip small amounts throughout your meal. Okay? So.
Absolutely.
All right. What else you got? Bowel health. I do have a document. Sorry to interrupt. The Death Begins in the Colon is a document that I'm going to try and link in the description of this deal so that you have a educated piece from the book. So,
okay. Well, Death Begins with a Colon.
You're welcome, Ambria.
It starts off a lot with toxicities. Mm-hmm. You know, that we pick up.
I can't even pronounce some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've tried to read this. I can't even pronounce it.
There's so many things. And, you know, what's really frightening is what big company mass production food businesses are doing by putting toxins into foods to kill off, you know, pesticides
and they don't consider it a toxin.
Yes.
They consider it either a flavor enhancer, a stabilizer, a preservative, right? So they're not looking at it as a toxin, and the body will just get rid of that.
Yellow number 5.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
This stuff is poisoning.
Yep.
You know, and they put it in our food. They remove enzymes from our food. So it makes it harder for our bodies to actually break foods down and absorb them through the bowel. Yep. And it makes the bowel have to work harder. And it weakens the bowel when you've got toxins in it.
Yep.
I mean, all of this stuff adds up over time. So you have to pay attention. And cleansing and nourishing the bowel, it is so huge because it affects so many things. I mean, the brain-bowel thing is
huge.
Unbelievably huge.
Eyes, Chinese medicine,
yes.
Eyes going bad.
Absolutely.
Check the bowel.
Yep.
Check the bowel. I'm lazy. These are readers.
Mm.
Aren't yours just readers?
No.
No? Yours are?
Mine are real.
Okay. Mine are real.
I have to use them to see far and near.
Hey, Bree, thanks for joining us. What else you got? Anything else to... We know about antibodies, digestion. Oh, B-complex. B-complex nutrients. Did we mention the Bs?
Yeah. No, we haven't.
Bs, B-complex nutrients are conjugated, produced in the gut. Bs are critically important for mental stability, emotions, energy,
mental clarity,
focus, concentration, cardiovascular health.
Yes. Stamina.
People have chronic tingling in the hands or feet. Subtle, but there. Well, we check them on B-complex closely, but we also encourage them, hey, have you done your cleansing routine?
Yeah. So. Or have you even started a cleansing routine?
Yep.
You know, a lot of people, once you start the routines, it's a lot easier to do them because you know how to do them. Boom, boom, boom. You set things up. You know, when I talk to people about doing the bowel cleanse, you know, I talk to them about how to set it up to where it's easiest for them to do it that. Yeah. The powder version rather than capsules.
Yep.
You know, because if they'll do it, it works better.
Yep.
You know, and you've got to cleanse and nourish the bowel.
Yep. And it's an ongoing process. You don't change the oil in your car once every 10 years.
Nope. Do it once every three to 6,000 miles, depending on your vehicle.
Yep. Yep. And the human body's no different. We are organic and run on electricity. We're not mechanical that runs on the combustion of gas, but we are organic and we run on electricity. But that organic tissue can become toxic and it can become malnourished. It needs to have both taken care of on a regular basis to perform optimally. So take these bodies out for a spin. You'll be surprised at what they can actually do.
Oh, it's amazing.
When you clear away the barriers that are standing in the way. So,
and you got to remember, folks, don't be afraid to talk about pooping.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a book for kids titled Everyone Poops.
Yeah.
It's a great little primer, and a lot of adults need to read it, too.
It's so important that you're having good, regular bowel movements 2 to 3 times a day, every day. You know.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated, good elimination, practice the 80-20 rule in your dietary model as best you can, okay? What do we have for lunch? You had a piece of steak with veggies. And water. I had a cup of coffee, water, salad, artichoke, black olives, cucumbers, red onions, piece of hamburger, lettuce, onions, avocado. I love my healthy fats. I get avocado in almost every day.
Healthy fats, getting rid of bad fats.
Yeah. So the point is that anytime you have questions about diet, ask us. We're certainly welcome to share with you what we're eating on a regular basis. There's no problem there at all, ever, for me. I just think it's one of the key things. You know, for me personally, I cut out the grains and lost 26 pounds. So it's, and have kept 23 of it off successfully for well over a year. So I'm excited about that. And I think that it's just some little subtle adjustments with consistency over time. That's how you get the best results. You don't have to do big change. Small changes over time is really the gold standard.
Not change. Yeah,
that's the gold standard. It's really the gold standard for achieving the goals that you're looking for. And as a result of that, you know, a lot of other things has improved as well. So
absolutely.
So pay close attention to that. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Wellness Wednesday with Country Doctor Nutritional Center. I will put a link in the comments once we get this posted. Next Wednesday will be men's health. So mark your calendars. Men and women. We're going to talk primarily about men's health, prostate issues, things of that nature, what men can do to really maintain optimum health. Believe it or not, men having good bowel movements is key to maintaining good, healthy prostate. It really is. For those of you who've had prostate exam, you know where they check it at, right? So there's a close relationship between the toxins and the location of that small gland.
And
so,
by the way, men, you do have hormones.
And you do have hormones. Yeah. So. All right. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We look forward to catching up with you next week on Country Doctor's Wellness Wednesday. And be sure and listen to the rebroadcast of this on Total Wellness Radio. Please subscribe. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, All of the different major channels, like 12 or 13 different channels, are carrying the podcast. We're approaching 54,000 downloads as a, now as a total. So that's kind of exciting that we've been able to share this information with a lot of people around the world. So take care, be blessed, and look forward to having you tune in next week.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again. For Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Or yeah, good afternoon. Thank you, Craig. Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. We are thrilled to bring you yet another in natural series of illnesses, different things we talk about, but most importantly, how you can address and improve your health in a non-invasive, non-toxic way with nature's abundance. Thank you for joining us. And today is Lyme disease. This is an interesting and somewhat controversial in some ways, topic.
Yes, it is.
Craig's going to dive right in and tell us, first of all, the definition is usually it's like it's a red blotchy skin areas, flu-like conditions, joint inflammation. It actually was discovered in 1975 in Old Lyme,
Connecticut.
Thank you. Yeah. So anyways, that's kind of where it started back in 1975 and Craig's going to share with us some of the more common signs and symptoms that people will experience when they have Lyme disease.
First and foremost, it's you get a little red dot, and it can spread to where it can be as much as 2 to 3 inches across. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they say it looks like a bullseye. You know, so. And it's right in the area where the tick has bitten you. The tick that we're talking about is a deer tick.
Deer and pets. Yeah. Pets will carry it too.
Pets will carry it. People will carry it also.
That's how we get it.
What usually happens is it expands, the red dot expands to where it's several inches across. You can get fever, headache, lethargy, muscle pains, joint inflammation, redness and swelling, especially around the knees and other large joints in the body is and it's very painful, actually. Yeah. They say
it's debilitating.
That there's,
it's really debilitating.
Yeah, until you get it under control. And they say that that it's not any permanent joint damage, but
the inflammation's inflammation.
Yeah. And some of the complications that are affected are the heart and the nervous system. In some cases, symptoms vary in severity and occur in cycles. You know, which I think I'm just kind of throwing this out there, but one of the reasons why it happens in cycles is because the bacteria actually protects itself.
Mm-hmm. Goes into hibernation.
And it goes into hibernation, and during those periods of time, you're not bothered much by it.
Yeah.
But then when it becomes active again, that's when you'll start getting the inflammation, and that's why they say it goes in cycles. And this can be severe over a long period of time.
How do you test for it? How do you find out? How do you know? Tell the viewers how they find out, even if they know they have it.
They really don't know. A blood test would be the only way that they could find it.
You can confirm it with a blood test. You can can confirm bacterial with kinesiology, muscle testing.
We can find out if there's bacteria. Right. And if somebody comes in and says, you know, hey, I got bit by a tick and I have this thing and I test them and we find bacteria.
Well, we're going to act as if.
Yeah. I'm not going to look at them and say, hey, you got Lyme. You know, I'm going to tell them, hey, go get a blood test and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because you did get bit by a tick.
Yeah. So some of the things that I find just like common sense, that's why I love natural medicine, natural therapies, right, is that there's just a lot of common sense. People, we're getting into eventually in Wyoming, we'll get some spring type weather going into summer, but we're going to be going out, you know, going into the mountains, going hiking, things like that. When you're going into known tick areas, dress appropriately. That's the number one thing.
Wear long sleeves. Wear, you know,
keep your
shirts buttoned up.
Long pants, long boots.
Try to stay on walking paths rather than traipsing through tick-infested areas.
Yeah.
Stay away from high grasses.
Yeah.
They like to hang out on high grasses and then jump on you when you rub against them. Yeah. They can get underneath your pants and you know, underneath right in here, and they'll crawl into the body and they may not bite right away, and you know, you get them anywhere.
Yeah.
I've been bitten by a tick many years ago.
Mine was too in Oklahoma. We were taught to, you know, pay close attention, look at your clothes thoroughly when you're done with your hike and out in the woods. Check your pets over. Everybody loves to take their pets out for a run in the, you know, in the mountainside. It's wonderful. Okay, it's beautiful to get out. Check them over thoroughly.
Check your kids if you bring your kids with you. One of the biggest things that they do talk about is when you're trying to get the tick off of you.
Should you find one, yeah.
A lot of people think that, oh, put a match behind its butt or
creosote, you know, kerosene, petroleum jelly,
you know, Vaseline. Don't do those things.
Yeah.
Get a pair of tweezers, grab it as close as you can to the head and pull it straight out. Rather than twisting or something like that.
Correct.
Because if you twist, what you'll do is you'll break the head off and then it's going to inject the bacterium into your body.
Yeah. And any of those other procedures is why it's referred to people that go out in the woods. Don't cover it with petroleum thinking you're going to, you know, because as soon as that environment changes, that tick is going to release the bacteria.
Yep.
And that's what they do. That's just their safeguard.
So. Yep. Some of the things that you're going to want to look at if you find that you have Lyme.
Or prevention for the, you know, to boost the immune system. That's the big
always
thing.
Always boost your immune system.
Think about the immune system, yeah.
They haven't been able to find an antibiotic that can take this thing out.
Mm-mm.
Because of that coating that the bacteria protects itself with. But natural things, on the other hand, by boosting your immune system to where your white blood cells and your T cells can actually attack things, are things like red clover, milk thistle, suma, golden seal, echinacea,
garlic. Lots of it.
If you get bit by a tick, start taking garlic. Lots of it. Another thing is zinc is another really good thing to take. You know, because zinc boosts the immune system.
Yep.
Let's see, what else? They say vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these things help to boost your immune system.
Immune boosters and antioxidants.
Antioxidants.
Some of them protect the cell from penetration. Mm-hmm. Others defend against it or from the inside out or the outside in. It depends. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. These are the protecting antioxidants for the cells. So there's no, you know, the cells aren't vulnerable to that type of thing. So
one of the other things that you want to do is if you do find the tick and you get it out, make sure that you wash your hands really, really thoroughly.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't have to just inject the bacteria.
Right. Just getting, you know, if you touch that tick or something like that, you can pick it up on your hands, you rub your eyes, boom, you got it.
Yeah.
You know, so be very cautious and be very diligent in checking yourselves if you've gone out into areas where ticks are known to be.
Everybody should be on a good probiotic.
Yeah.
Every single day, at least a small amount every day. This stuff dies off. Stress, over-the-counter prescription medications, different
toxins,
different
chemicals,
heavy
metals,
things that are in your clothes, dry cleaning. I mean, there's so many toxic things that when our body gets exposed to that, it, you know, the gut flora, the microbiome is the new buzzword, right? Mm-hmm. But the gut health is overall health, period.
Yeah.
And one of the ways to maintain that environment is to make sure you're on a good pre and probiotic.
Yep.
Would it be advisable to apply garlic directly to the bite area? Once you know certainty that there's no debris left behind from the tick, once you know with certainty, then yes, you could actually do a topical application as well as an internal application. Some garlic oil, Christopher's garlic oil is really good. You can put there topically. It's a great question, Travis. Thank you.
Now, one of the things that it can do, garlic is very, very, very strong, and it can burn a little bit.
Well, that's why I would use the garlic oil.
Yeah.
The garlic oil from Christopher's is
instead
already
diluted. Instead of taking raw garlic, raw garlic will actually...
It'll burn you.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
It really
will.
You
want to eat the raw garlic and put the garlic oil on the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Because you can take thin sliced garlic, put it on a bandage pad, put it on a skin tag or an area of cancer, and apply it every day, and that garlic will kill that cancer. On the topical area, it'll actually kill that out.
Yeah, and it'll pull it out. Yeah.
And you'll feel it. So garlic, you know, fresh garlic in and of itself, topically, you're right, Craig. Good point. Yeah,
it is very, very strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, one of the best books on the planet, there's two books I'm going to reference in today's live. If you don't have access to coming and seeing us and getting an evaluation on something like this stuff to see if there's an immune challenge or immune weakness for bacteria, this book, and I've had this is the third edition, it came out in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my favorite books on the planet, and it is substantial, and it's very well done, and it's going
to
probably...
And it's very easy to read.
It's probably going to show up backwards in the screen because of the way the video is done. Sorry about that. America's number one guide to natural health, Prescription for Nutritional Healing. Prescription for Nutritional Healing, third edition, by Phyllis Balch and James Balch. James, her husband, was a medical doctor. Phyllis was a CNC, which is what Craig and I. Just like Craig and I. So, Prescription for Nutritional Healing, it's a great book. Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to shake the world. Great book to have on hand as in your repertoire. There's another one down there. I think that's that first or second edition, maybe Nutritional Healing.
I think
same company.
The fourth one.
Is that the fourth one?
Yeah.
Try and grab that. See if you can pull that out.
Let me see if I can.
You know, their reference material is really the best. If you don't have access
for natural,
if you don't have access to a really good nature path.
This is the fourth edition.
There's the fourth one. That's what the fourth one looks like.
Yep.
Okay, and this one, let me see this.
And they're wonderful books.
Oh, it is. There is just no substitute for this. You know, my book is really good, but it's very focused on a few things. This covers
the gamut.
2006 is when this one came out. I'll try not to bounce it. Oh, I did it anyways. So, Prescription for Nutritional Healing by Phyllis Balch and her husband. Good information to have. Important to have that in your personal wellness library.
And
because it is substantial. There's a lot. A to Z.
It's not only, you know, for the Lyme's thing.
It's for everything.
It's for everything. It kind of covers the gambit of issues that we deal with today in this modern world on how to stay healthy naturally.
Yep. One of the things to remember, too, is from a prevention standpoint, is ticks are easily dehydrated. So if you find any in the clothing, do yourself a favor. Just strip all of the clothing off and throw it in the dryer for about a half an hour. The heat in a high heat clothes dryer, will dehydrate and kill them. Okay? It'll kill them dead, cold, right? They're done. So that's one of the things to remember from a clothing standpoint for all you hikers and you mountain lovers that like to go out there and get out there in nature. There's another book, one more book I want to refer. This one's a little more interesting in that it is written, I'll try and put this up there, but it's going to be backwards again. Sorry, Bitten. The title is Bitten. The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons. This was written June 30th, 2020 by Chris Newby, K-R-I-S-N-E-W-B-Y. Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons. It's got a little lead into this. So for you or anyone you know that has been diagnosed with Lyme, I came on a little late. Is there anything topically you can put on that ticks don't like? Essential oils. Yes. Tea tree oil.
Tea tree oil.
Citricella. And then do what we talked about. Wear long clothing, long sleeves. Cover up the skin thoroughly if you're going to go out for a hike with your pets, your children.
In a tick area.
In a tick area. And then if you, when you get home, throw your clothes in the dryer and for about a half an hour. That'll kill. If you don't find any, that'll still kill. And if you don't find them, because of dehydration. So
you could probably put a little garlic oil around where, you know, your shirt only covers to here. You could put maybe a little ring of garlic oil.
Yeah. Tea tree oil.
Tea tree oil.
Insects hate.
Yeah, they do.
There's a little interesting write-up on this Bitten. A riveting thriller reminiscent of The Hot Zone. This true story dives into the mystery surrounding one of the most controversial and misdiagnosed conditions of our time, mm-hmm. Lyme disease, and of Willy Burgdorfer, Burgdorfer bacterium. He's the gentleman that discovered this, by the way. The man who discovered the microbe behind it, revealing his secret role in developing bug-borne biological weapons. So this was back in the 70s, and it just got documented in 2020 by Chris Newby. Great book, great read. I encourage you. It's called Bitten. That targeted area, that's where the little tick is, okay? Had a lot of people in her family strongly request, encourage, plead. Chris, please don't write this book.
Yeah, because it's a scary scenario.
Yeah, there's a lot of different science going on, as we all know. We saw a glimpse of it in a much higher global form just this last year. So there's a lot of science at work. There's a lot of things going on. And there's a lot of things that we can't do anything about. So don't waste time worrying about it. Do what you can do, right? Mm-hmm. That's been kind of our message for years.
Take care of yourselves.
Do what you can do, right? Don't worry about what you can't do. Do what you can do and do it well. Do it consistently. Mm-hmm. Don't eat sugar. If you have an immune or immune-compromised situation, knock off the sugar. Yep. Quit it, right? Processed grains, processed foods, things that convert rapidly to sugar.
They feed everything that is bad,
yep,
including this particular bacterium.
Weakness in the immune system. It's just a weakness in the immune system. Again, keep garlic on hand. Keep selenium, vitamin C, probiotics. Tea tree oil. Keep, you know, have a nature's medicine chest.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the antibiotic nature of garlic is well established. Mm-hmm. It is well written, it's well documented, and it's scientifically valid and proven.
It's a natural antibiotic.
It's nature's antibiotic, yeah. And one of nature's antibiotics.
And one of the things about nature's antibiotics is they're a little bit more discriminatory as far as what they kill. They don't just kill all bacteria. They just attack the bad stuff.
Yeah. It creates an environment where the what should not be a law in that environment doesn't like to be there. So when you for example, parasites, when you eat some black walnut doesn't necessarily kill the parasite as much as it creates an environment the parasite hates.
Yeah, it makes it very uncomfortable.
If they stick around, it will kill them. Okay, and so they want to evacuate. You just want to evacuate them, get them out of the body. No debris, no dead debris lying around to reinfect the body, things of that nature. So, prescription for nutritional healing by Balch, a must-have in your library, along with the Ultimate Healing System sitting over there.
Mm-hmm.
Good read, good, easy, quick read for basic stuff there. There you go. But yeah, nutritional healing covers everything. Covers everything in detail. Very, very thorough. Very, very well. I can't think of anything else. Make sure you're having 2 to 3 bowel movements every day. Stay hydrated. Eat the 80-20 rule of thumb for a food model. Get lots of rest. Stress reduction techniques, whether it be massage, yoga, meditation, hiking, brisk walking, prayer, whatever.
During the summertime, make sure that you're trying to drink somewhere around your own body weight in ounces of water a day.
That's a good point.
You know, because you don't want to be dehydrated. Number one, that really slows down the bowel to where, you know, you're not eliminating the way you're supposed to. And so if you do have things, they have a tendency to stay in the body longer. You know, it's like anything. Cleanse and nourish.
Yes.
Keep your body cleansed. Keep it nourished to where it can rebuild, restore proper function and physiology.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that protects you against many of these
simple basics.
Bad things. Yeah, very simple
stuff.
Just
do the simple basics, but do them consistently. Do them consistently, right? Nobody does this perfectly, okay? But do it consistently. And you'll perform better longer. You'll feel better longer. You'll avoid illness longer, right? You'll perform optimally longer, right? Yep. That's the deal. You know, there's none of us getting out alive, right? I guess but while we're here, right? But while we're here, right?
Try to feel good.
Live to the fullest, right? You'll be glad you did. So
live life and have fun and be happy and healthy.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. That's what we're all about.
Yeah. We insist on and having a great time. And we really do. So
I guess next week.
And thank you so much for joining us on Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. Be sure and tune in to the Total Wellness Radio podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, all your major platforms. You can plug into Total Wellness Radio and hear Craig and I on the Wellness Wednesday topics once a week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this one up here in the next few minutes. So for those of you podcast lovers, it'll be on there. I believe it's episode 300.
Wow.
With over 54,000 downloads now on our podcast. We're so thrilled to be available.
And blessed
to share this information with all you folks for fun and for free. Next week is leaky gut syndrome, one of my favorites.
Mm.
One of my favorites. Dr. Leo Galen, medical doctor, is one that really put the spotlight on this back in the 90s.
And he was laughed at.
And he was laughed at by his colleagues. And he says, well, to heck with you guys. I'm going to keep working with people. I'm going to restore their gut health and watch what happens. And then just all kinds of chronic, debilitating conditions improving because of addressing that one thing and knowing how to, and we do know how to test for leaky gut syndrome if that's a concern. We can certainly help put people on the right path for that. So that's next week. That's going to be April 28th, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Country Doctor Nutritional Center, the Wellness Wednesday with Dan and Craig.
Have a wonderful and blessed week, folks.
Take care. Be blessed.